Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, last year the Supreme Court ruled that the White House had to regulate greenhouse gases, even though the Bush administration really didn't want to. So when the EPA duly emailed the White House its proposal and report on how to enforce the law, the White House did something really clever to avoid having to do it. What?
They pretended to be an answering machine.
You mean the thing where you pick up the voice and go,
"Ah, I'm not here right now. And now I'm going to say beep. Beep? I mean, I'm not going to say beep. There is a beep. Beep." That's what George Bush did.
It's almost as clever. It's sort of a modern technology version of that.
Oh, they returned to sender. They denied the service. They blocked the email.
They basically refused to read the email.
Uh-huh.
That's the answer. Last December, in response, that's what they did. It's so evil, it's brilliant. Last December, in response to a Supreme Court ruling, the Environmental Protection Agency prepared a report showing that regulation of carbon emissions could save the environment, be cost-effective, and even have economic benefits.
Well,
but the White House basically said, gee, did you send that? Must have gone to the junk mail folder. Sorry. The New York Times reports that the White House refused to open the email, which meant they didn't have to act on the report. If you haven't read it, you don't have to act on it. And instead, they pressured the EPA to issue a new report, which they just did. It says that greenhouse gases are both less filling and taste great.
I wouldn't be surprised if we find out that our deficit is now because our government is involved in some kind of Nigerian money deal.
Exactly.
That's right. And the healthcare problem is going to be solved by cheap medications from Canada.
Adam, a window washer in Australia was saved from certain death by his safety harness when he fell 9 stories from his perch. He did suffer minor injuries, including a broken arm, but he did suffer what is being called history's worst ever what?
Wedgie.
Exactly right.
Oh!
Witnesses fearing the worst rushed to his aid. They discovered that he had fallen 80 feet, but he was fine. He only had minor injuries. He laughed off the incident and then asked to be taken to a hospital in an extremely high voice.
No, I'm fine. Really.
I'm going to walk it off.
Now everyone can see, my underwear's become a part of me. So if I seem a little edgy, show some sympathy, 'cause I just got a wedgie.